How's your guys' day today? Good. I'm glad to hear that. Was that last game like super fun?
Yeah.
So it looked like some of the cabin leaders were on your guys' team.
Not just cabin leaders.
Oh, and some of the LIPs?
Me.
Oh, nice. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit more about learning. And this morning we talked quite a bit about how it's so important to be like in the Word, and we're learning that when we're taken out of context, we really don't like it, do we? If somebody kind of mishears what we've said and makes us look, say something that we didn't say, makes us kind of frustrated and angry, right? And we need to make sure that we take the Bible and reread it in the context that it's supposed to be read in. And we are going to be continuing to read a little bit more about the Bible, but we're going to learn a little bit more about what God has for us in the sense of mentoring. Bella, can you put your hand down, please? Thank you. And so what we're going to be learning about mentoring is really important because we don't know what we don't know. And how are we supposed to learn what we're supposed to learn if we don't know what we don't know? It's kind of like trying to teach yourself something that you're supposed to, you don't already know. It's kind of impossible, right? So, you guys have mentors, you have teachers, you have parents. Who's somebody that you really admire that is somebody that's kind of like a mentor to you? Emma.
Robin.
And why do you admire Robin as your mentor?
Because she's my youth group leader.
Ah, sweet. How about you?
Noah.
Why do you like Noah as your mentor?
Because he's a great cabin leader.
He is a great cabin leader. He's pretty much the best ever, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well. Doesn't make you do push-ups.
Right here. Yeah. Say that again?
Karen.
And why do you like Karen?
Because when I was first became
an LIP, I
wasn't really fitting in with all the others, but I
can
stick by Karen.
She is awesome.
David,
who's one of your mentors?
My older brother.
Your older brother, Steph?
Yeah.
Right on. And why do you like Steph as your older as a mentor?
He's a hard worker.
Okay, some more campers. Okay? Timmy.
Max.
Max? And why do you like Max as your mentor?
Because he's a mediocre
cabin
leader. He's actually one of the best.
I would take that.
Max, you are a great cabin leader. Okay. So I've had a number of mentors in my life that have been really, really important. You know, some of the times, there are mentors that I have in my life, and they don't even know that they are mentors. It's kind of interesting in that regard. So I might go up to one of my mentors that doesn't know they're a mentor to me, and I might ask them a question. And as soon as I have a learning heart, a heart that's wanting to learn and humble, they've become a mentor to me. And that means sometimes some of my mentors are younger than me, which is kind of important. Well, one of the mentors that I had was a person named Verl Bend. And Verl was my youth pastor. Not only was he my youth pastor, but he is Noah's dad. Now, Verl is a pretty awesome guy. Verl was my youth pastor, and grade 9, grade 10, I think maybe even into grade 11. And Verl really helped me grow in my Christian faith. Well, one of the things that Verl was not known for was like being super cool. And I don't mean that to insult Verl, but it was just kind of how it was when I was a kid. And maybe it was because I was pretty not cool, or I thought I was so cool that I couldn't hang around my youth pastor. But my youth pastor would come to my school. And I was like, he would like, let's have lunch and we hang out. Maybe we can do like a Bible study. And like, I'm not sure I want to do that. But we did it a few times and we kept doing it. And you know what happened? I had to make a choice of who I was going to be. Because I couldn't be one way around Verl, my youth pastor, and another way around my school friends when they were all together. And so I had to choose. Was I going to be John the Christian, or was I going to be John not the Christian? I shouldn't say not the Christian, but John the rebellious boy. And so I was challenged. Well, Verl kept hanging out with me and kept mentoring me, and I didn't even know he was doing it at the time. But he kept mentoring me and kept mentoring me and kept investing me. And he would teach me, and we would go for walks, and we'd go for conversations. We'd sit down at a picnic table. Sometimes it was at school, sometimes it was elsewhere. And he would teach me things in the Bible. Things I had no idea that they were saying these things, that was in the Bible, for one. But I didn't even have any idea that that was actually what it meant. I needed somebody like Verl that was smarter than me, who was able and willing to teach me. Really important in my life. Super important in my life. You know why one of my biggest regrets in life? Is that I didn't pursue Verl and that friendship and that mentoring relationship that we had more intentionally. I just kind of let it kind of go past me a little bit because I had other things to do. I was too busy, whether it be with sports or school or friends or whatever it might be. Now, we hung out a lot, don't get me wrong, a lot. But I really wish I had taken more advantage of what he was doing in my life and what he wanted to do because he was awesome. He loved me more than any other youth pastor that I ever had, more than any other mentor that I've ever had. He was awesome. Well, we all need mentors like that, don't we? Somebody that knows more about the Bible than we do. And sometimes those mentors are right in our own family, and sometimes those mentors are not in our family. There might be our youth pastor, a youth leader, like Emma has Robin as a youth leader, right, and mentor. Well, let me read you a verse. If you have your Bibles, you can turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 13. Now, Hebrews is another book, and they're not certain, but they believe it was written by Paul. Or Paul and some friends, which Paul often wrote, was the main writer, and then he had some others that would write with him sometimes. Timothy was one of those who helped Paul write some of his letters. But they think Paul was the writer of Hebrews. And we're going to look at chapter 13, verse 7. Chapter 13, verse 7. And it says this. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives. And follow the example of their faith. I'm going to read it one more time, okay? And I want you to think about who the leader is in your life, who the mentor is in your life, who's taught you about God's word. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think about them. Who is it? Think of all the good that has come from their lives. Think about all the good that has come from that person. Now, and follow the example of their faith. What is some of the good that has come from some of the leaders in your life, some of the mentors in your life? What is some of the good?
I found out what I'm supposed to do with my life from the mentor.
Very good. Very good.
My dad is a member of the top dad conference.
Good. What else is some of the good that has come from your mentors?
They are being there to comfort me.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm having a dark time or when I'm struggling with something, they give me something from the Bible and they encourage me through prayer.
Yeah.
They teach you stuff that you don't know.
Yeah. Max.
Show me it was possible to live a godly life.
Emerald. And these are only the good things that have come out for our sake. When I think of Viral, my goodness, has he influenced and impacted so many more people than just me. And I want to follow Viral's example of being a mentor, of doing all this good for other people. Who is it that you could encourage in their faith? Who is it that you could help grow closer to Jesus? Think about that. Who is it that you could help in their faith? You got that person? Do you think it's possible that you could be to that person what your mentor has been to you, or even more? What do you think that will take? What do you think it will take to be a positive influence for somebody else? Timmy? Yeah, we got to learn. We got to know what we want to tell them, right? Because if we teach them wrong things by accident, aren't we going to feel bad when we learn what's actually correct? What else? Anna?
Courage to not be afraid of getting mocked.
Yeah. Courage. It's a big one. Noah?
Be an example.
Yeah. To let ourselves be an example. Positive example, I'm assuming, right? Yeah. What else? What else is your mentor that if you were going to be like that person, you would need to be?
It's okay to just be you.
Yeah. You know, all my mentors, whether they be goofy or serious or anything in between, they are genuinely themselves, unapologetically. Anything else? I think the biggest thing is to love God more than anything else in the world. All of my mentors that I've ever had loved God more than anything else in the world. And yeah, they messed up regularly, just like I do. But you know what? They kept coming back and they kept standing back up and saying, well, you know what? I messed up, but I'm going to continue to follow God. And they kept following and they kept following and kept loving Him. But it's really important that we have a mentor that can help us grow in a relationship with God. Because we don't know what we don't know. So, I would like you to find a friend. Doesn't matter whom, you find. Okay? Find a friend. And I would like you to teach them something, whether it is a reminder or something new about God. So if I were to say to my friend Noah, and I said, Noah, remember, God has made you special. Is that something new to Noah? Nope. Is it a good reminder for Noah? Yeah. Okay? So it can be a reminder, or it can be something brand new. And you don't know what it's going to be until you say it. All right? Are you guys ready? Okay, here we go. Go for it. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Okay. Isn't it so encouraging to be able to receive something and give something? Isn't that a good thing? I encourage you guys to keep doing that all week. Whether it be with your cabin leaders or another camper or whomever it might be, encourage them in their faith. It might be something that you teach them. It might be something that you remind them. It might be anything at all that helps them grow in a relationship with Jesus. Okay? Now, as we learned this morning, the source of all these good things that we can learn, ultimately, is the Bible. Okay? And so if we learn what's written in the Bible, we'll have lots of things, good things to share. But the only way to learn something is to start reading. And I would encourage you, you know, a really good book of the Bible to start reading is James. Now, there's all sorts of good books to start reading, but James is found in the New Testament. I think you'll really like it. Okay? Now, this morning, do you remember who I was talking about?
Paul.
That's right. And Paul was mentoring somebody. Do we remember who it was? Right there. Yeah. Timothy. Now, we just read in verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 13, it says, remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Well, Paul, if you didn't know, Paul was somebody who was imprisoned lots for preaching God's word, for telling others about Jesus. Could you imagine getting thrown into prison and beat up and like almost to the point of death at times for talking about Jesus and telling others about Jesus? That would be super scary. Well, get this. Check out what happened to Timothy. This is verse 23, almost the very end of Hebrews. It says, I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released from jail. If he comes here soon, I will bring him with me to see you. Timothy was also put in jail for his faith and sharing the good news about Jesus with other people. Whose example was Timothy following? Paul's. And it ended up that he kind of did some of the same suffering that Paul did. That's hard to believe, hey? Now, I don't know if I want Paul as my mentor if I'm going to get beat up and thrown in jail. But you know what? It might be worth it if I get to preach and tell others about Jesus, right? Might be. So, Timothy was imitating Paul's example, just like Paul was encouraging the believers to do that. Could you find somebody who you really admire and follow their example in growing in a relationship with Jesus? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we love you. And we don't know what we don't know. We're young. And sometimes we think we know more than we actually do. Would you please give us mentors who can help us grow in a relationship with you? Mentors who can teach us what your word actually means and says in the Bible? I pray these things in your name. Amen.